No, I think a dude is a person that wants to be a Westerner or wants to be a cowboy, and they dress the part, but they don't have the knowledge to actually do whatever it is, ride horseback or brand
It
or.
isn't the guy that don't know. It's a guy that tries to
Pretend.
pat himself off that he
Yes,
does
but
it.
maybe they don't want anybody to know, and so they put on a good front,
Oh, I
you know.
see.
Like I had one of some of her relatives come from back east, and I never will forget. The kid picked up my spurs and he says, "Well, your spurs aren't no good. I got some with bigger rowels in them." Oh, God.
Well, there you go. Are there any other terms they might use besides dude?
Tenderfoot.
Yes, tenderfoot.
Okay.
Then I got one you don't want to hear.
Oh yeah, I do. I want to hear all of these, please.
Wow.
Well, I was thinking about the guy you talked about, Broncos. This fella came to work out there where my boy was working one time, and he come in. He'd been riding this horse, and he says, "That horse bronked with me." Well, now that told everybody everything right there.
He said bronked
Yeah, this horse bronked with me.
instead of bucked, or
Yeah, instead of
oh,
bucking
poor
with me,
guy.
he bronked with me.
What did you think of him? What would you have called him?
That's not mentioned.
Okay. And okay, listen, we'll go on. If someone dies, where do they put their body?
In the grave?
Okay, the box itself would be called a.
Casket?
Okay, would you ever use any other term?
Not
Coffin.
crypt, do you mean?
Or coffin, would you?
Coffin? Yes, you could.
Which would you use more often, do you think?
I'd probably say casket.
Okay, and they take that casket and there's a ceremony or something gets.
Funeral service.
Okay, and then they put that in the ground at the.
Cemetery.
Would you use any other? Are there any other words for cemetery?
Well, graveyard, but do we usually call it cemetery?
And when someone dies, the family goes into.
Mourning.
Are there any haunted houses around here?
Well, I suppose you could call them that nowadays, all these homestead shacks, but not as such. My husband, there used to be a vacant house when he was little that was a haunted house. It would.
Are there stories behind these?
Yeah, I think the parents told the kids it was haunted to keep the hell out of
Okay.
it. I just whipped my horse down on both sides when I went by it too.
Okay, but there's nothing like that around here. No
No,
superstitions related with houses.
no.
I don't think so.
Are there any type of superstitions that people have?
Oh yeah, people have a lot of superstitions.
Oh well, you have the old superstition that if it dries up quick, it's going to rain tomorrow, or if it's a red sky, the wind's going to
Well,
blow.
they're all superstitions. It may not be all superstitions.
Or if the black cat crosses, or you walk under the ladder,
Okay.
you know, that
Well, I
type
had a
of
lot of
thing.
time, you know. Like my mother had a lot of them. I mean, if she would never let you start a trip on Friday.
Never could start a trip on Friday.
And if you forgot something, you come back to the house, she made you sit down.
Okay. But if you did have a haunted house, you'd say it was haunted with.
Ghosts?
Any other term you might use besides ghosts?
Hands.
No,
Get
I'd probably
southern.
just say
Hands.
ghosts.
Okay. And if God's above, who's below?
Satan,
Or?
the devil.
Let's see. And if you've been working all day, you come in and you say, "Oh, I'm all."
I'm bushed.
Okay, anything else?
Pooped.
Too pooped to pop.
And you say, if you're really disgusted, you say, "I'm all," or "I'm really," or. Can you think of any for disgusted?
just disgusted.
Ticked off?
Oh yeah, ticked off. Might be ticked off. I was
You never say
mad.
pee off.
Okay. What about something makes you angry? You say, "Oh, I'm."